My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, hour number three, final hour on this Windbag Wednesday. Good to have you with us on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, along with Linnell Willingham. I am merely the caged animal extraordinaire, the rooster. Cock-a-doodle-doo. Matty Ice on the other side of the glass. And you are you at 301-230-0980. Again, we send our thoughts, prayers. If you do that sort of thing, I'm not really a big prayer person. Thoughts, good wishes. We're thinking about everybody down specific on the west coast of Florida. But unfortunately, as you know, it's not just on the west coast of Florida. A lot of people are going to be affected by this in one way or the other. And, you know, we'll see about what path it takes. And nobody's necessarily projecting it to take an upward path. But you just, again, never know with this stuff. So hopefully everybody is as good and as safe as they can be. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, by the way, something to keep in mind. Mm-hmm. Not only are they taking on a backup quarterback in the kid that used to be at South Carolina, what the hell is his name?
Spencer
Rattler. They went to New Orleans yesterday to practice and prepare and get away for the week. I mean, I assume the team allowed families or whatever to kind of come with them. I don't know. But they went ahead of the storm, which certainly is a smart idea, but also so that they can make it, because nobody knows whether, like, Tampa International Airport is going to be open anytime soon. I mean, I have no idea. I'm not a meteorologist. I'm not an aviation expert or whatever. But this is the kind of catastrophic, you know, damage. Like, if we were doing radio in Tampa, I don't know what my guys at WDAE are doing. I don't know if they're broadcasting from home. I don't know if they're broadcasting from a different location. I have no idea, because there's mandatory evacuations and everything, and everything's all messed up. Gas lines, cell service, this, you know, power, obviously, gridlock, all sorts of stuff. Just, again, wishing everybody the very best that we can, and keeping them in mind, and keeping in mind that sports is so little of importance, and really is the distraction, hopefully, that gets us through some of this stuff. All right, so real quickly, wanted to go back to to this, because I wanted to introduce this, right?
Yeah.
So last night, Maddie sent me this, and I thought, it was interesting. So I figured we could throw it out there on the showgram today, and it was basically trying to find it here. It was basically a poll or ranking, whatever you want to call it, from Pro Football Talk. Okay, which, again, whatever you think of Mike Florio is whatever you think of Mike Florio. You know, look, they love the NFL. They do a lot of NFL coverage, right? And they do their weekly power rankings. I don't know if Chris Sims is involved in it or if it's just a Mike Florio production. I don't know if they have a 32-person committee like you do. I have no idea.
31.
Whatever. So they have the Chiefs at number one. That makes sense. The Lions at number two. That's not realistic. They're not better than the Vikings right now. Sorry. They have the Vikings at number three. The Lions have not been impressive in any way, shape, or form. They were impressive offensively last Monday night. I'm not sure how good that Seattle defense is. I mean, they just got carved up without Malik Nabers and Devin Singletary.
Banged up, though, like,
I understand that.
Dolphins, I mean,
the Vikings are number three. Okay, whatever. The Texans are now up to number four. I would say more because of their defense than their offense, but okay. Guess who the number five team on the list was?
Washington.
Ahead of the Baltimore Ravens, the Washington Commanders.
See, I can understand that, though, if you're just looking at the first 5 weeks. Like, the Ravens' defense is not very good, is the one thing I keep hitting on. Washington is better than the Ravens in a lot of defensive metrics. I was actually looking at it right now on our, pro.nfl.com, the stat.
Oh, you mean my account?
Yeah. The stat website that you've given me access to so graciously. Like, Washington is better than Baltimore.
Like I've given you access to everything?
Yeah, well, Baltimore's got the second worst pass defense.
You want to stay at my house?
I mean, this is maybe asking you that soon on my living situation. So.
Brian Gass.
Oh, God. There's literally no chance that I wouldn't put an ice pick in between your eyes.
But no, Baltimore's got the second worst pass defense in the NFL. In terms of passing yards allowed per play, they're the 26th in the NFL. Mm-hmm. In terms of touchdowns given up this year, they're giving up the fifth most touchdowns in the NFL. Really, it's the third most touchdown. They're tied for Washington. There's a litany of teams that have given up 14
touchdowns. The Baltimore Ravens should have lost this game in Cincinnati on Sunday.
Yeah.
They were down, I think, 10 midway through the fourth quarter.
They should have lost to Dallas.
I mean, they should have lost. Yeah,
you make the argument they should have lost to the Cowboys.
Well, I mean, yes, but I
hear what you're saying.
I was more impressed by what they did in Dallas than, per se, what
they
did.
Their best win of the season is when they mollywopped Josh Allen and the Bills.
Yeah, I agree.
But to your point, I don't think, and this is now I'm starting to lean a little bit more.
I mean, they're
3-2,
but they lost a game in Kansas City against the undefeated Chiefs by, like, a toe.
Yeah, they should have won.
Maybe less than a toe.
They arguably should have won that game. But in that game, I think you saw what their problem is going to be and where Washington can exploit them. Chris Jones ruined that game for them.
Mm-hmm.
They could not block Chris Jones. If John Allen and Deron Payne were waiting for a moment to rise to the occasion and be
John
true
Allen
disruptors.
John Allen's been playing well the last 2 weeks.
I'm saying being game wreckers. Yeah. Damn,
you're
the highest paid defensive tackle duo.
I hear you.
Ruin things. Make opposing offenses not be able to function.
What you're saying is, if they were ever going to, I don't know, want to decide to have one of those three sack,
breakout,
I want to be on all the highlight shows,
yes,
I want to be the talk of the NFL type of games,
it's this week.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think you've got
expect that, though, against Lamar.
See, here's the thing. If they can construct a pass rush plan, I would go kind of like you said. I would try to make a rectangle or a square and keep him within the pocket, meaning Dorrance, Luvu, Fowler, you rush, but you rush with the emphasis of keeping your outside arm free and keeping him hemmed in.
Right.
That's the most important
thing. The only dangerous thing about that is if you rush, again, taking kind of some outside contain or some arc contain, you could open up the middle and the C's part.
But if John and Deron and Johnny are pushing the pocket while maintaining their gap, there's nowhere for him to go. I think that was a big part of why they looked as good as they did rushing Kyler. And because of their gap discipline and the edges weren't flying upfield, everyone was staying in their gap. That's the same type of game plan I think you have to implore against Baltimore.
Also think Baltimore and Lamar is a much more advanced offense in terms of
not
the quarterback talent overall, and the maturity everything
for sure
in Lamar than Kyler Murray. But that being said, that's probably your only chance. And again, I do think, and I said this going into week three against Joe Burrow and the Bengals, and again, Joe Burrow is not the elusive. To me, like I would not be averse to blitzing. And they blitz plenty this year, as we talked about earlier in the show, as all the numbers would indicate. I don't want to say ultra aggressive, but I would take my shots. If I'm going to go down in this game, you know what? Let me go down because Derrick Henry is a freakazoid. Yeah. Because Lamar Jackson is a two-time MVP.
Yeah, eight-man box.
He can't hurt me, I don't think, consistently as a passer in this game. So if I can rattle his cage, if I can, you know, I don't know, nothing illegal. Don't take dirty, cheap shots. Don't take 15-yard penalties. Certainly don't. But if I can rattle his cage early and put it in his mind, hey, man, you know, you're not going to be able to do what you normally can get away with somehow, some way, however that message gets sent. First couple of series of the game, maybe they have a chance. All right, let's get so you're not surprised by them being ranked fifth ahead of Baltimore at number six in Florio's Pro Football Talk rankings. I would say this. I'm a bit surprised that a bitter jaded. You want to talk about me being bitter and jaded? A guy like Florio, who
doesn't like Dan
claimed
Snyder,
he used to like the Washington Redskins, clearly hated Dan Snyder, and for all good reasons, that dude's a little bit bitter and jaded. I'm surprised that he has them ranked that high. However, if you listen to the most innovative, the most creative, the most revolutionary, the most
highly anticipated
power ranking segment, marketed segment on Sports Talk Radio last Friday at 2:45, where we do dueling Super Sunday six packs, right? Not just one. Like some others do, dueling. We pick six games against the spread, including the Commanders, every game or every week. And we do six teams power ranked, but we go from one through six, not six through one. Mm-hmm. See, it is the most revolutionary one of its kind segment. Nobody's ever done it before.
Ever.
Okay. If you listen, I had the Commanders at number six before last Sunday against the Cleveland
Browns. Do you think
Browns.
The Commanders are the sixth best team in the NFL?
Going into last week?
Right now.
Do I think they're... Yeah.
I'm wrestling with it right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean 9 weeks from now will be the same.
I'm wrestling with it.
I can't predict what's going to happen injury-wise.
I would put Minnesota ahead of Washington.
I would too.
Put Baltimore ahead of
Washington. Washington and Kansas City, you definitely start with them, right? I'm sorry, Minnesota and Kansas City.
Minnesota.
Start with them.
Kansas City... Houston.
So you would put Houston now. Nico Collins out the next 4 weeks. And Houston's
the best pass rush in football.
I know. Houston's offense has not been crisp.
They've been without their top backs.
I know, but they have not been crisp.
They've dealing with
okay, their defense is ferocious.
Yeah. Chiefs, Texans, Vikings, I will put ahead of Washington. Tampa, I'm putting ahead of Washington. They beat us.
Right.
And Baker Mayfield's playing at an MVP level.
I would agree.
Second in the NFL touchdowns.
I would agree.
Those four teams I would definitely put in front of Washington. I still think Philadelphia is better than Washington right now.
That one I don't get. I get you on Tampa. I get you on Kansas City. I get you on Minnesota.
You think we're going to be able to stop
I disagree
Philly?
A little bit with Houston. Like Philadelphia, for whatever reason, I'm not feeling it. I don't feel like they're a consistent team.
I think it's all about matchups, man. We don't match up well with Philadelphia.
They always have. Why now? Why now don't they? As a matter of fact, you could make an argument that they match up better with Philadelphia than any other team in the division.
Why do you say that?
Because the results have proven that. I mean, last year, arguably their two best games, their two best losses were both against Philadelphia. They went toe-to-toe. Now, that was, ironically, with Jahan Dotson playing a role in that.
Yeah,
okay,
but
now he's on the other side, and he's on the back of a milk carton. They won in Philadelphia on Monday night in 2022 when Philadelphia was undefeated.
Significantly upgraded at running back. And
No. But have they significantly upgraded the rest of their roster? I mean, Darius Slay is not as good as he once used to be. Their other corner is a little bit of a mishmash right now because it's Quinyon Mitchell.
Is
he young?
I would, to shorten it, I mean, I'd put Philly. I may put Philly in front still.
Well, you now you're saying May, but 2 minutes ago you said you would put Philly in front. So now you're kind of walking it back.
I'm hearing what you're saying, but I still would say Philadelphia, Minnesota.
I would not put Philadelphia in front right now.
I would.
I mean, if you gave me 10 Washington Commander versus Philadelphia Eagle games, I would expect.
I think the Eagles would win 6
me.
Out of 10.
I would think the Commanders would win 6 out of 10.
I think Philly would win 6 out of 10. But, yeah, I think but when I'm saying this, though, it has to do with, like, the matchup, in my opinion, as well. Like, I think Philly's got a good offensive line. I think it's going to be difficult to get pressure on Jalen Hurts. I think when you do get pressure on Jalen Hurts, that's not – they have the guys on the perimeter where you can't play that exotic chase-the-quarterback type of defense because Devontae Smith
– smash-mouth defense.
Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown are night and day better than what you have in your secondary.
I understand
close.
That. I understand
so you
that.
Can play that style against Baltimore, but I'm
think
not
you
scared
can disrupt Jalen Hurts enough.
Bateman.
I think you can disrupt Jalen Hurts enough. I don't think Jalen Hurts is a good enough pocket passer.
I don't either,
if
but
you
I don't
disrupt
think,
him.
I don't think they can make him into a pocket passer in the game by stopping
fair.
The run.
That's fair.
You know, so.
That's fair. All right, I maybe a matter of semantics. Like you're ready to crown their asses as Super Bowl contenders if they win this
but
game.
But I also think they're contenders right now.
Okay, like. I'm ready to say if they win this game, they are no doubt about it, in my opinion, the best team in the NFC East.
I think there are 8 contenders in the NFL right now for the Super Bowl. I would put Washington in that category with a win on Sunday against Baltimore.
Is there levels of those 8 teams, or are they all in one big hopper?
There are levels of the 8 teams, but to me, a lot of that has to do with the quarterbacks.
Okay. Let's go to Alex in Alexandria. He's been on hold for a long time. What's up, Alex?
What's up, guys?
How are you, Alex? Thanks for waiting and getting in.
I'm just want to touch in the Super Bowl talking here, man. It's too early for that stuff, man. You know, I know the NFL is up and down right now.
You turn your radio down.
You have the Minnesota Vikings, who I still don't believe in them.
Why don't you?
Because they're for what they were a year ago, and the players they lost. Okay, but to talk about Super Bowl right now is no good. That just goes to show you that we've been used to being losers under Daniel Snyder, which I hope he's in P. Diddy's list.
You got me with that. You think Snyder on the Diddy list?
You know, are used to that, but let's just enjoy the moment here. We got a good young team that is playing their butts off. That's all. I'm out.
All right. Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it. There was a lot of background noise there, so it was good that it probably ended quickly.
You put Dan Snyder on the Diddy list.
I mean, I don't know. Let's get to Dontell and Frederick. He's been on hold for a while as well. By the way, the Raiders have made the move to Aiden O'Connell as their starting quarterback this week. Perhaps not a surprise, but Aiden O'Connell, Raiders.
I was trying to say hello to Dontell.
What up, Dontell? I was just doing what you do. I was derailing the show. What up, Dontell?
Look, man, I've been on hold for over an hour and a half, and I need to feel a little bit more important to this show than this. I need to be one of the main characters in this.
You are,
in this
Dontell.
Blame Linnell. He wouldn't shut up.
Listen, all that time I'm on hold, I can't fall asleep because I sleep from 10 to 1 listening to Chin. So I got to be more important than itself.
Wow. Man, that's my guy, Coach Sheehan. I can't let anybody take gratuitous chair shots to his back.
Look, all right, first and foremost, to the youngest in charge. Hey, that first caller, I'm glad you didn't argue with him about the Caleb Williams thing. You were trying to explain to him how Caleb Williams played against one of the best defenses in the first game. But he just went and listened, man. They got to listen.
I know. It's terrible.
Hey, Chris, you and I, we go back like Pop Rocks and Coca-Cola. So we explode. But you had me scratching my head twice today, man.
Oh,
twice.
What happened?
Three times you out. All right. The first things first. you made a statement that we need to run the ball and keep Baltimore off the field. Nah, that's what Baltimore need to do. They got to establish the run to keep us off the field.
No. I didn't say that. I said a lot of people think that's going to be the game plan, is to keep Lamar off the field and Derrick Henry off the field by running the ball, slowing the game down. I said that's what you would normally expect. That's what people are going to be thinking going into this game. But there's another way, and we never really fully got to it. But throwing the football, I think, to set up the run is how both of us are leaning.
Hey, this offense is off the hook.
All right,
the second thing, let me get to the second thing real quick. You said about we might be a contender, but you said you won't say anything right yet because there's too much time left and too many weeks left in the season.
That I did say, yes. There's way too wide of a gap.
Don't that go for every team? Don't that go for every team?
Well, sure. I mean, sure. But what I said was, I feel like if they win this week, even though it's not a division game, they're the best team in the NFC East. Okay, period. I mean, right now, the standings tell us that, but right now, they are the best team in the NFC East. That doesn't mean it can't change, but I'm not trying to forecast something that doesn't happen for another 14 weeks. I'm trying to talk about right now, right here, right now. Concentrate what's right in front of me.
Right now, we're a contender.
Okay.
We are a contender because JD5 is that good. He's off the hook. And our defense, we're just going to get better each week. We're not outstanding yet on defense, but we're going to get better each week. With Quinn and the guy from Dallas.
Yeah, Joe Witt.
Joe Witt and Quinn, they're going to get
Come on, D-Train. You hold it together. Hold it together, baby. That lack of sleep is catching up to you. Love you, man. Appreciate you.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, appreciate you. Have a good
Tail,
night.
Appreciate you, Tail.
Are there people that, like, take naps during, like, the 10 to 1 time slot and then wake up specifically for the show because we're loud and we're a little energetic? Is that what happened?
According to your co-host on AARP Tuesdays, that is the case.
Oh, okay.
As soon as you two are eligible, and I think you already are, for as much as I do for you and Doc, just entertainment-wise, and providing you content.
Yes, because you are the
Messiah.
I need
to start breaking me off some of y'all's Social Security.
Yeah. I mean, I can give you my AARP discount. If you'd like.
Yeah.
I mean, you take everything else from me. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, something we'll talk about tomorrow, and we'll be jam-packed with guest Vinny Serrato will join us from Baltimore, former Redskin general manager, longtime Baltimore radio host on 105.7, the Fan in Baltimore. We'll also be joined by Jeremy Chin and Capitals defenseman Rasmus Sandin. So we will be very busy tomorrow. So just giving you a little bit of a warning. But something we will talk about from a topic perspective, Jaden Daniels, of course, was asked today about being compared to Lamar Jackson. He said, quote, "I don't like when people try to compare me to Lamar. We're two different players." We don't have time to get into it right now, but they are indeed two different players.
Yes.
I don't know if you probably want to say on record, I don't like when people try and let people compare you to Lamar. They don't know.
Yeah.
They don't know.
I mean, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
I don't.
Just curious. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. Let's get to our guy, AP, in Greenbelt. What's up, AP?
Finally. Chris Russell.
AP.
Lanell Willingham. Acknowledge me.
Hello, got the ones in the air.
Our ones are up.
What up? How are you?
Oh, and one more thing.
You're like
hey, yo, like, AP, nah, that's why you are mad, because like, that really geeked me out when I did it, man.
You're like a little Yorkshire Terrier ripping into a barn.
Whenever Matt plays that back, it is top three drops on the show right now.
That's great.
Hey. I love it. Shout out to our true tribal chief, Frankie Louvu, man. Whoa, I think we can go ahead and nominate him for that. But
You know what? He plays that role pretty damn good. Yeah. I mean, hey, next thing we know, he's going to walk in with an OTC T-shirt
on. What is it called? The thing they put around their neck?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell they call it, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
Hey, the way Frankie Louvu playing, we might start calling him Frank Lucas or somebody. he might have to face the final ball at the Rock.
Final ball.
As far as today's topic, first things first, Jaden Daniels is his own man. I get the comparisons as far as the mobility and everything, but, I mean, as far as from what we've seen weeks one through, I'm not even going to say week one, but weeks two through week four, I should say, he's seemingly a better passer of the ball than Lamar Jackson. I mean, and what we've seen in training camp and his days at LSU, That dude is dropping downs, man. But, I mean, that's still left to be determined. But as far as this game upcoming Sunday, it's definitely going to be a measuring stick game. I'm still not ready to crown him just yet. But I do feel like, we will definitely, wake up the pundits and the opinionators out there that
they already woke.
Washington has earned their spot and they do belong. I still want to see more from my defense because that's going to be on Achilles' heel throughout the season if our defense doesn't fine-tune and play complimentary football. But, gentlemen, I know I got plenty of calls. Thank God for having me.
AP, as always.
AP. I'm going to need a little bit more meat on that bone. Don't leave as much meat on the bone as they left last week. But you're the man. AP, appreciate you. 331, Team 980, clean up on aisle three straight ahead, and we'll get to Rob in D.C. I want to squeeze in Rob because he's been on hold for a while. We'll do that. We'll shorten up clean up on aisle three. Dumb Dumb of the Day and more on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app. Yeah, so Jaden Daniels, of course, again, meeting with the media as he does each and every Wednesday, again, trying not to compare himself, saying he doesn't like being compared to Lamar Jackson, but yet here they will face each other, I should say, coming up this Sunday in Baltimore. Now, for the Ravens, interesting move here. First-year defensive coordinator Zach Orr, their defense has been struggling against the pass, as we've mentioned throughout the show. They have hired longtime NFL assistant, former Raven defensive coordinator Dean Pease in a senior advisor role, and he's going to start this week. So he's going to immediately contribute and help out the Ravens as their former defensive coordinator with their new defensive coordinator. Remember, they lost Mike McDonald from last year and as well Anthony Weaver, who actually interviewed for the Commanders head coaching position before joining the Miami Dolphins as their defensive coordinator. Elsewhere around the NFL, Nico Collins going to go on IR for the Houston Texans, the NFL most leading receiver. Raiders, as we mentioned, benching Gardner Minshew and going to go with Aiden O'Connell as their starting quarterback. Aaron Rodgers says he resents the talk that he had a hand in Robert Saleh's firing on the Pat McAfee show. He said, quote, as far as any of the ridiculous allegations out there, I'm not going to spend more than one sentence in response to it on the McAfee show, and that is that I resent any of the accusations because they are patently false. It's interesting the amount of power that people think I have, which I don't. I love Robert, end quote. All right, so there you go. And that is what's trending on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Yeah, I was just watching a little highlight of some of the Bengals and Ravens trying to get ready for the game. Kohler, their third tight end, because they have Mark Andrews, Isaiah Likely, caught a pass in stride, I think for like 40-some-odd yards, that was almost overthrown by Lamar Jackson. Kohler had to reach out for it, but it wasn't a terrible throw like some other throws that you see Lamar make. I'm telling you, man, if they can find a way to hem Lamar Jackson in the pocket, they will win this game. I don't think they can. I don't think, like, if I had to say, okay, like, are they going to get gashed or are they not going to get gashed? I would say they're more likely to get gashed. But if they can find a way to have Lamar Jackson beat them as a passer in the pocket, they're going to win this game, meaning the Commanders. All right, let's get quickly to Rob in D.C., who's been waiting on hold for a while. Rob, sorry about that. I know you wanted to chime in on Jonathan Allen, so go right ahead.
Yeah, man, don't worry about it. You could have skipped over me. Lanell already claimed it.
John Allen, Deron Payne, look, this is on y'all. I know they probably listening. Look, this is on y'all. The only way we're going to win today, they had to, I don't know, they got to go and wear Chris Jones draws or whatever, but they need to turn to Chris Jones this game, and this is how it's going to happen. And that's the bottom line right there. We won't win this game without them two being the guys that we pay them money to do. And
aren't you encouraged, though, by what you've seen out of 93, John Allen, the last couple of weeks?
I need Chris Jones type dominance.
They're not Chris Jones, though. I mean, they could wear his draws. They could wear his helmet. You know, they could do whatever. They ain't Chris Jones, and they never have been, they never will be.
Hey, Chris, guess what, man? Like I told Doc 2 years ago, he yelled and fussed at me when the Eagles came and took over. I said, man, I ain't buying a ticket until Snyder sells. I told him when Snyder sells, I buy season tickets. I bought season tickets. I'm at 118 on the away side. I'm ready for anybody, and that's how they should be. Anybody, I don't care who it is on the other side. They need to be better than Chris Jones. And their hearts, they need to go dominate better than Chris Jones. Right. They don't need to think, man. That's how they got to be. And I'm not scared of nobody. Line everybody up. Bring Baltimore, Kansas City, the Texans, the 85 Bears. I don't care. We taking on everybody. This is how you.
Rob's ready to like anoint them as you know like the greatest team of all time.
hey, bring them on.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you. I got to let you run so we can get to clean up on aisle three. Why don't we do that now and see what Linnell thinks about a couple of things out there? I hope Matt's okay with it because I didn't really ask what we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. I don't think we promoted anything that we haven't hit on. But I'll start with this. Now, you missed this during the bottom of the hour trending alert. You went out and shticked it up. Aaron Rodgers has weighed in on Robert Saleh's firing. And you want to take a guess at who's not taking any of the blame?
Yeah, he's a lying. He's probably high.
Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee show, as we mentioned during the trending alert, said, as far as any of the ridiculous allegations out there, not going to spend anything more than one sentence in response to it. I resent any of those accusations because they are patently false. It's interesting the amount of people that the amount of power that people think I have, which I don't. I love Robert. Now, yeah,
if you loved him, why don't you hug him when he tried to hug you?
I said this. I didn't have as big of an issue with that. I mean,
Not Robert Saleh.
Like, I had a weird exchange with Luke McCaffrey in the locker room the other day that Grant was making fun of me of. You know, because, like, Luke McCaffrey went to give me, like, a fist bump, and I went to, like, shake his hand, and it was just awkward, and I felt terrible about it. But, I can get past that. It's the blatant disregard for Robert Saleh at the mandatory minicamp. It's, it's the mixed inability to get on the same page with Garrett Wilson, a guy who was so key and so critical. And I'm not saying that's all Aaron Rodgers, all Robert Saleh, what have you. Here's the one thing that I do feel fairly good about. This is what I answered JP when he asked me, like, literally yesterday, a couple hours after the fire. I said, look, if Aaron Rodgers completely drove this, meaning completely was in charge here, as many are speculating, don't you think Nathaniel Hackjob would have been the interim head coach as opposed to Jeff Ulbrich?
No, because Hackjob needs to be focused on the offense as much as possible, not overseeing the entire team. And Ulbrich's not even going to be the one. He's not going to be calling plays defensively. He's just going to be the head coach.
That's fair.
It's a Woody Johnson thing, and I saw this on X. Someone tweeted it, and it made so much sense. You know, Woody's got all these affairs over across the pond.
Yes.
And they were like, the fact that they lost and got embarrassed across the pond, that's why he fired him.
Well, yeah, that. There's a lot of other theories, too, about a flag that Saleh was wearing on his shirt or his jacket that people are making a big deal out of.
But I think the offense is the big issue with that team. To fire Saleh doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me offensively.
Well, they're trying to wake their asses up. That's what they're trying to do.
It's not waking nobody up. Will you wake somebody up if Nat Hackett keeps running the ball? Stop. The formula for this group, when I picked him to be the biggest threat to Kansas City.
Yeah, you love them.
The formula was supposed to be Braylon Allen, Breece Hall.
And now you want them to stop running the ball?
They don't run it enough. They can't run it. That's their problem. They're asking Aaron Rodgers to drop back a gazillion times a game. That's not who they are.
So you're saying they should run it more when they can't run it? I'm confused.
Find a way to run it. You run it till you can. They have a big, bad, beefy offensive line.
It doesn't help that they lost Morgan Moses for a couple of weeks, right?
Olu Fashanu is a fine replacement. They got guys up front. The fact that they can't run the ball is like the most mystifying thing to me this year.
All right. In Pittsburgh, they've got all sorts of problems. First of all, George Pickens, as we told this story yesterday, was loafing around on the field and basically half-assing it, quarter-assing it, whatever way you want to describe it. And he also had eye black across his face that said, open bleeping with the F word, always written across his face, right?
What?
And everybody saw it. You didn't see it?
No, I did not see
okay.
that. No.
Open bleeping, like the F word, ing, always in eye black or written along his eye black. So now the NFL is looking into it. Okay. There are rules, obviously, Rule 5, Section 4, whatever, that prevent players, you know, from wearing, displaying, otherwise conveying personal messages, either in writing or in illustration, blah, 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 blah. Now, Mike Tomlin said he had no problem with his effort or his hustle, George Pickens, yesterday. Now he's being investigated by the NFL, which is going to lead to a fine, not a suspension.
Mike Tomlin's trying to be politically correct.
I agree.
George Pickens played the few snaps of the starting wide receivers for Pittsburgh.
34 on Sunday, which is about half, maybe a little bit less than half, of what he normally runs.
Exactly. And he did that Bush League stuff he did at the end, grabbing the face mask of Jordan Lewis.
Yes.
I would have whipped his ass if I was Jordan Lewis.
It is astonishing to me that as disciplined and as headstrong and as stable and as just rock foundation strong as Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers have been, that they have had some of the biggest dumbasses for wide receivers.
Yeah,
so, very talented guys. They have had a list of dumbasses longer than the bridge that spans from the Allegheny to the whatever. You know what I'm saying? They've had Antonio Brown. They had Chase Claypool. Deontay Johnson. Martavis Bryant. They had George Pickens. I mean, they have had idiot after idiot after idiot after bleep after bleep after bleep.
Mike Wallace was a dodo
in that organization.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe how that system, that structure, that organization has had the kind of just dopes that they have had. I mean, you might as well here's the thing. Trade Romeo Doubs. From Green Bay to Pittsburgh right now, he'd fit right in. I'm not going to show up at practice because I'm one of one. Because I'm not happy. I'm going to go AWOL and not show up at practice. You loser.
I hope you don't expect me to defend that. I know you and Athan think I'm some entitled millennial. I don't agree with the behavior of Romeo Doubs. I don't.
Congratulations.
I'm very You're proud of Chris's you. Chris's dum-dum of the day.
I'm very proud of you.
But no, it is frustrating, though. And the fact that Roman Wilson can't get on the damn active 53 on game days is nuts. And you got George Pickens out there doing whatever the hell he wants.
Maybe we'll see a little bit of a difference.
They're trying to talk about Russell Wilson.
Yeah, coming up this week. You may have missed this as well. I don't know if you've seen this. Kayvon Thibodeaux had wrist surgery, is now week to week for the Giants. They take on, who is it, the... Joe Burrow and the Bengals this week, I believe it is. Just want to double check that I'm not screwing that up. Yeah, it is Joe Burrow at MetLife Stadium after a huge road win for the G-Men in Seattle. They could be without Malik Nabers. They could be without Devin Singletary. They are probably going to be without Kayvon Thibodeaux. Just as the Giants are coming off this tremendously emotional like win that nobody really saw coming because of all their injuries.
Right, yeah.
Right?
They were the parlay busters this weekend.
Yeah. I mean,
everyone picked Seattle.
Going to be hard enough to beat Cincinnati and Joe Burrow if you have
those guys.
One of those guys, two of those guys, or what have you. But if you don't have all three of those guys. But then again, we all thought the Dallas Cowboys, they can't beat the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday
sure
Night Football
did not
in Pittsburgh without Micah Parsons. Yeah. By the way, speaking of picks, did you know you're under 500 in our show
pick? Yeah, you just screwed me that one week. Like, that's not fair. I don't care about the pick system no more because you all rigged one of the brilliant ideas I brought to this show.
Well,
so you all can take the picks and shove it.
Here's what's not fair.
You're waiting
until 3 a.m. on game day to make picks.
Because I'm waiting for my Ian Rappaport tweet.
Exactly.
I don't care.
Well, we don't get that opportunity.
Yeah, because you're too old to stay up that late. Joking.
No. We had a deadline that was clearly established.
Established. I did not establish the deadline.
Did we not all agree that the deadline was 8 o'clock on Thursday night before the Thursday night game?
But I was ill
You
that
waited
weekend.
Until and Sunday morning at 3 a.m.
It wasn't on
you
purpose.
You were ill?
You were ill? You know I was sick that weekend. Yes, I was.
Were you on your cell phone at all that weekend?
No,
just
was too sick.
Oh, you're too sick.
It's too sick to hold it.
Too sick to scout.
Yeah.
To break things down.
Look, I mean, I'm better at picking games than all of you.
Even if we counted your 0-16 as an 8-8, Matt, correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay, why are you saying
wouldn't Doc and I still and the monkey still be ahead of Linnell's picks, even if he was 8-8?
Dog. So if we gave Linnell his 8-8 from week 4, then
because that's
should.
What he really was,
be,
right?
The records would be Chris with 43-34, Doc with 44-33.
The old man.
You with 41-36.
I'm two
Linnell.
Games back. Oh, whoop. You guys are making it so I mathematically can't even win. I almost used the S word. You all are trying to screw me, and I'm not having that.
Let me ask you this. If a team wins 10 wins.
I'm not having this.
If the Philadelphia Eagles.
I was sick. I couldn't turn in my picks on time.
If the Philadelphia Eagles win 10 games in the NFC East.
You keep trying to compare
and
this
the
to real
Commanders
life.
Finish with 8 wins, they're 2 games back, too. Are they
oh my
they getting screwed?
Yeah, but.
Are they
you
not
know
better?
What, Chris, go to break.
Are they not better? I'm just wondering.
I'm turning my mic off.
All right, thank you. That was the ultimate goal.
How are you guys going to do this to me?
Dum-dum of the day.
I'm being serious. Cause I really...
Straight ahead.
I seriously
ahead.
Do, like, I'm bothered by it, and I'm not joking. Like, we have a lot of fun. This is not funny to me. You all are literally cheating. That's that New York garbage. That's you damn New York cheaters. All the hell you New Yorkers do is cheat.
How many New Yorkers are you like?
Cheat,
you're pointing the blame at?
All you do is
Matt's
eat,
a native
all you do
Virginian.
Is cheat, use your bad accent, eat bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches, get your rice pile off from underpriced bodegas with stolen halal meat.
Pile off.
Halal meat.
Yeah, your stolen ass halal meat that y'all got. Y'all New Yorkers ain't nothing.
Let's get Linnell some halal meat for lunch tomorrow.
In case you weren't sure if he didn't know what he was talking about.
Maybe he needs some olive oil. Perhaps I found him some. And perhaps we can give it to him as a gift on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This is crap.
You're a big Dan and Shay kind of guy, aren't you, Linnell? I mean, when I think of Dan and Shay and their
hell
fan
are those
base.
Two bozos. I don't care about this music. I don't care about Dum Dum of the Day. You all are trying to screw me on these picks.
If you keep acting like the petulant child that you are.
And then you throw threats at me like you're just you're baseless. Mike almost.
I can't do anything more.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's time for Dum Dum of the Day.
Dateline.
I'm out of here.
Dateline Houston. This from the New York Post. CHO America makes olive oil with the brand name Terra Delissa. I've never heard of it, seen it. What have you. That's their brand of olive oil. They had 18 truckloads containing 29 pallets, each pallet containing 672 bottles of olive oil. That's not cheap. It's like $19 a bottle. Stolen from a third-party owned warehouse in Houston last month. That's right. Stolen $2.5 million of premium olive oil, stolen by bandits. Olive oil bandits. So the owner of the company that makes the olive oil, I can't say his name, so I won't, said it was a quote unquote organized hit. Who came after him? John Gotti from the grave? I mean, the Gambino crime family? What are we talking about here? An organized hit. He said, quote, "It's not someone who likes olive oil because there's no way he can drink that much olive oil."
He's probably from New York.
This is why I wanted to do this story, because this idiot who's a CEO of a company that's got to be filthier than rich than I could ever possibly be says, "Is that somebody who stole 29 pallets of olive oil because they like it, because they want to drink it? Oh, the hell drinks olive oil?"
Yeah, you're not.
Who? Yeah. Who?
I use olive oil so my eggs don't stick to the pan. Chicken, other produce.
That's what you're supposed to use olive oil for, it, not to drink it.
You use olive oil to slick your
Be careful.
You're a rooster, so you slick your, what is that called, fur?
The guy doubled down and said, this is the CEO again, or the owner, I should say. Quote, "That is a lot of olive oil to drink." $2.5 million of olive oil, and what's worse, the bandits are selling it apparently at different places.
That's what you're supposed to
and
do,
different watch. Distributors for half of the $27 bottle, it's going for $15 because it's an award-winning oil. So for that reason, you, sir, the CHO of America owner, because you think people are stealing it to drink olive oil. You, sir, probably deserve this. Sorry, I'm going to have to whack you.
Congratulations, you're Chris's dum-dum of the day.
Now, I feel bad that his prized olive oil got stolen. No, that's a lot of olive oil to steal. But even you wouldn't be that silly enough to drink olive oil, right? No, exactly.
I'm not. That's not silly. It's stupid.
Well, you said.
And I'm not stupid.
Craig Hoffman coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow. Again, don't forget, jam-packed tomorrow. Vinny Serrato will join us from Baltimore, the former Redskin general manager.
The show, so y'all can't
Jeremy Chin, Washington safety, and Rasmus Sundin from the Washington Capitol. Sandin, I should say. Not Sundin. Sandin will join us all tomorrow. Plus, we'll sprinkle in your phone calls. Craig, up next. Have a great Wednesday afternoon. Grimace says, let's go Mets, baby.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.